Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello Europe!
Hello music people!
This is the 144th edition of Indire Independent Radio Exchange. This is Sonia Morales and...
This is Rafa Sanchez with Nuria Magic Fingers González managing the sound control...
From the studios of Onda Local de Andalucía.
Stay tuned to discover the latest releases from the Spanish alternative scene.
Are your ears ready to listen to our curated blend of electronics, garage, punk or cumbia, among other genres?
Sonia, don't forget that we have invited some members from the band La Cumbia del Pelícano. This will be a nice surprise for Indire listeners and radio partners too.
Of course, Rafa. We will reveal the surprise later on. Let's go on with the track that is the starting point in the show. This is musician Julián Carrara, a.k.a. Juju. As a music producer based in Madrid, his influences range from the most archaic 8-bit sounds through a background in Latin American alternative music to the most rave and acid sounds.
The single you are listening to, Acid Kenny, has been self-released last month.
Okay.
Bazofia is the pseudonym of Lorenzo Soria. He's a member of the civilian collective Industrias 94, bands like Califato 3x4 and Fiera. Lorenzo has been DJing and producing music for over 15 years under his various projects.
From festivals and raves to the most underground venues, Lorenzo never ceases his search for the perfect soundscape for each moment. He spends his life experimenting with sounds and collecting rhythms from different musical styles, 100% focused on the dance floor, club sounds and sound systems.
The song Les Encanta Esto is a unique breakbeat number filled with acid bass lines, rave chords and funky samples under the label The Tracks.
Just in case you are an electronic music lover and you want to discover the lively and powerful electronic scene in the south of Spain,
just remember Les Encanta Esto by Lorenzo Soria is one of the singles in the Grooveyard Volume 2 released in April, the 23rd on cassette tape and digital formats to celebrate the 5th anniversary of the label The Tracks.
No hace falta que me acerque.
Nunca nada es suficiente para ti, nunca nada es suficiente.
Our next selected track includes Lorenzo Soria again and two other members from Califato 3x4, a band whose creative members are always ready searching for new sounds and collaborating with other musicians.
Lorenzo Soria and Sebastián Orellana from Chile have the spin-off band Sonidero Caleuche that explore dub, cumbia, reggae and psicodelia sounds.
Their single Nada Suficiente, released last March by Mushroom Pillow, has been remixed by Stay Puft, a.k.a. Seroka, an experienced DJ and a member of the electronic duo BSN Pose.
You have been listening to Cumbia del Gui by the ensemble La Cumbia del Pelícano, Latin American sounds made in the heart of Sevilla by a bunch of musicians whose aim is to make you dance by the rhythm.
We told you at the beginning of the show that we had a surprise in this interview. Now is the moment of revealing the truth.
Yes, yes, yes. If you were listening to the name of the song, Cumbia de Gui, and you are one of our followers, maybe you have guessed who is one of the members of the band.
Ladies and gentlemen, with all of you, Guillermo Buto, part of the Indire Spanish team in MRTV Radio and part of La Cumbia del Pelicano. Welcome to Tijuana, Gil.
Thank you very much for this intro. Incredible. It's the first time they introduce me like this. It's amazing, my friend. Thank you very much, Rafa and Sonia. And hello to everybody, all of my friends for all of your, from all over Europe and all the radio stations that we have been together. It's a pleasure to say you hello.
Well, Guille now is our interviewed. He's the member of the band. And Guy is here in our studio with us. But we have another founding member of La Cumbia del Pelicano on the phone. This is Ramón Trigueros. Hello, Ramón. How are you?
Hi to everyone. Thanks for having me here.
Welcome to Indire.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Tito, how are you? Everything's fine?
I'm very good, yeah. Enjoying the good weather here indoors, yeah. I can see that you're having a lot of fun there. I wish I was able to be there now, but I have to work. And not everything is cumbia and dancing and enjoying, you know?
But you are with here in your heart and your soul. Don't worry, it's just the same. We have a photo of you in the computer, so we can see you. And we would like to ask you, of course, the beginning. What is La Cumbia del Pelicano, and how many musicians form the band? Because we know that you are a lot of people.
Yeah, we are a bunch of people actually, and year to year it's going to be increasing. So I don't know where we are going to end. With the Cumbia del Pelicano. This band is a band which started, I think, Guillermo and myself, we are one of the original members of the band, which started, I think, roughly 14 years ago, before I went to the UK to spend a few years working there. And after that period where the band was on hold for a bit, I came back and I encouraged Guillermo as well and many other musicians in Sevilla, which were on the cumbia environment and the Latin music environment, to restart from scratch the band, with new grooves, new music styles, new instruments, new everything was new in the Cumbia del Pelicano at that time. And we have been playing now for nearly 2 years. Everything is rolling so good. People are enjoying and we are having a lot of fun. So yeah, I can say that Cumbia del Pelicano is a band which has its origin a long time ago. We started last year and now is making Sevilla dance again.
Okay, and why the name Cumbia del Pelicano?
Well, the name comes from the location in Sevilla where we used to rehearse, which is next to Plaza del Pelicano, Pelicano Square. There are many music studios around that area, and we play there. We are there every Thursday playing, and that's why. I mean, it comes from the location of the music.
Mm-hmm. So we understood that you started joining a long time ago, like more than 10 years ago, no, Guy?
Yeah, that's it.
And then you started to join just to have fun playing the instruments together because you like the cumbia and the Latin sound?
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning it was more to have fun playing music together. It was not a plan to build a super professional band. And so we were like having fun. So, and when you're having fun, you're like attractive. So the people are used to come and to see, well, can I play? Of course, come on, man, and bring your friends. And so now we're 10 people, like 4 or 5 horns, a clarinet, baritone sax, percussion, a lot of people take keyboards and so on. And it's a kind of fun because now we're more or less 10 people and we're not going to grow up. We're going to, we are taking it more professionally right now. Well, having fun, but having some concerts, some festival and so on.
Mm-hmm. And one of your best cards is the huge amount of musical instruments played during your shows. What I'm talking about drums, No, Gil?
Yeah, yeah, drums. Ramon told me it complete if I forgot something. Drums, yeah. Trumpet, saxo, clarinet, well, keyboards, bass,
and even a synth.
Yeah, synth. We have a synth, and we also, I mean, we have the synth, which is kind of reflecting the mix that we do with modern music, and we have also the more traditional instruments like the Colombian gaita, gaita colombiana, which is a pre-Hispanic instrument, like more than 5 years old instrument that we also include in our shows.
Mm-hmm. I think that you have the tambora, la guira, las congas, las maracas, and a lot of brass. I love brass instruments, you know. So I really wanted to see you live. And I want to ask you about your performances, live shows on the streets. We have heard that you are amazing and really fun. What do you pretend when you play live on the streets with the people around you?
Well, I think that the purpose is mainly, as you say, having fun with not only between the members of the band, but sharing the music with the people who are around and want to enjoy with us and sing and dance and, you know, feel the movement that we have, because at the end we start playing the street as a informal rehearsal, and it ended up being a party, a night party in the street in Sevilla with many different type of people, and yeah, it really creates a community. So one of the purposes is also to mix with different people who likes enjoying in the same way we do.
Mm-hmm. And like to build the cumbia community in Seville.
Okay, yeah.
Just like the movie, everything all together, no? The public enjoying and maybe not only just watching, but being a part of the moment.
Being a part, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you know Sevilla well. I mean, but here in Sevilla, we have that amazing square, which is called Alameda de Hércules. It has been since always a very good location for gathering, for sharing, for, you know, not only for artists, but for any sort of gatherings. It is actually amazing. I mean, the energy that you feel when you are playing outdoors as a musician, and the energy that you get as a performer sharing the music or whatever you do outdoors. I mean, it's nothing in comparison when you have something more formal, prepared indoors, which is also good. But the energy you get playing, especially popular music outdoors, is different. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's magic.
I can imagine. And Gil, what is your music catalog?
Well, we're playing like some song from the, well, very well-known artist in the world of cumbia, like Lucho Bermudez, for example, that was like a maestro for all of us. But the majority of the song we're playing are traditional one. I mean, Colombian traditional music from the past century, of course, and trying to learn first of it and then to create also. Of course, we have like some new songs and stuff like that, but majority are like that, yeah. Cumbia, we also play like some different style, but the majority of them are all traditional cumbia.
So you are having a lot
like
of...
Like this one we're listening to, for example.
Yes, of course. The name is...
La Pollera Colorada.
I love that song, you know. And the opening track of this interview has been released a month ago, because we're talking that you are developing new music composed by you. Are you making new songs?
Yeah. We're doing like we are creating and we are exploring new stuff, of course. And then in a few months, I hope we'll be able to make it sounds to everybody.
And where and when will you perform your next concerts?
Well, next one is in a festival which his name is Trebujena Trebufest at the beginning of May. So the people from Europe come to May in Seville. Next to Seville will be in Trebujena, of course.
It's a very known festival,
yeah,
Trebufest.
And it's on the way to the coast, so it's a good moment to go to Trebujena. So we just want to know, and before saying goodbye to you or hasta la vista, what can we expect from La Cumbia del Pelicano from now on? I don't know. Ramon, I wanted you to answer.
okay. Sorry. So, what do you say? Can you repeat the question, please?
What can we expect from you?
So, you can expect that it's gonna be a lot of movement in Instagram, where we are gonna share the upcoming events that we have. And for sure, what you can expect from us is in a 1 year time, maybe have something recorded, original songs recorded, so you can all play, listen to the identity of the band that we are creating.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you will be enjoying more from us, original songs from us.
Of course, Ramon. Yeah, I hear you.
Thank you, Ramon and Guy.
Thank you.
Have a good day, man.
We want you to have a very good luck, and we hope to see you in Trebujena.
Trebufest.
Okay, see you there. Thank you.
Bye. La Cumbia del Pelicano with us, and now we will change and let's start now a block full of garage and punk rage.
Our first track by the duo Pimpilin Pussies is named Under His Length. 47 segundos, 47 seconds.
No mires atrás, ni pidas perdón. Digo alto que ahora me desgarro la voz. Las cuerdas afiladas y el mástil oxidado. Yo te animo, compañera, que rindas a mi lado, ¡sí! Busca si hay tu camino, es la senda más brutal. Vigilante, combativa, siempre el punto de estallar. Y se va a acabar la paciencia y también el descanciar. Así que nunca, 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 nunca. ¡Pies parar! ¡Pies parar! ¡Pies parar! ¡Pies parar! ¡Pies parar!
Just listen to Pimpilin Pussies, who are Ana Bárcena and Raquel Pajés from the Basque Country and Catalonia. We love the girl power.
47 seconds and some other tracks in our playlist were released last 2024, but we just didn't want you to miss them.
And just like the song you are listening to right now, the band based in Madrid, Amor Líquido.
Another band full of powerful women who define their music as art punk. art punk. This is Mírame, Look at Me.
Pensando en el pasado, echando cuentas, llevo 4 días sin salir por la puerta. Mírame, ya lo ves, otro día más, estando igual, no sé qué hacer, no puedo más, ya no me sale ni llorar. Mírame, ya lo ves, otro día más, estando igual, no sé qué hacer, no puedo más.
Bubbles, the latest single of Ideal Victim, a band formed in 2022 in Porto, Portugal. We thought that we should open the Spanish Indire to the whole peninsula from time to time.
Ideal Victim is a mix of the beat of UK 82 with the guitars of surf rock and rockabilly and the piercing vocals of their singer Mariana.
And from Porto to Burgos, let's continue with the punk rock scene with the band Memocracia.
They have just released an EP called Rabia y Ternura this month. The track chosen for you is Nervioso por Nacimiento.
¡Lo que!
Sur, another Madrid-based band with lyric that straddle the theater of the absurd, nihilistic cynicism and generational reflection.
Their style is marked by a unique sense of humor in their lyrics. They are not afraid to address political issues, celebrities and social media dilemmas in their songs.
They have a weird sound that moves between punk rock, electronic music, salsa and reggaeton.
You're listening now to their last single, Los Managers, released by Raso Studio this month.
Carlos Mariño, Loret Trinchera. Luis Fernández, Carlos Galán, Alan Queipo, Jordi Playplan, Juan Santaner, Paco Atracción, María Pellicer, María Torrejón, Kigo Lore, Gerpe, el contrato en la frente, los hermanos Guardia, grupos de vanguardia, por las buenas o las malas, Living Dallas, ponme otra camarero, Antonio Romero. Estos son los managers de nuestro país, invierten su tiempo en poder pensar en ti. Cuando tu grupo deje de existir, todos seguirán sentaditos por aquí. Elías Monreal, Jaime Pitillas, Mar Rojo, Adrián Ardilla. Marcos Ayuken, Carlos Cancho, Kim Esmerarte, Olga El Rancho, Cristian León, Nacho Cabrera, Cirón, Sebastián Vera, con Quique Ramos, qué bien estamos. A Josep Porta, tú no le importas. Keina llevaba a la bien querida y Estefanía a la Rosalía. Estos son los managers de nuestro país. Invierten su tiempo en poder pensar en ti. Cuando tu grupo deje de existir, todos seguirán sentaditos por aquí. Y estos son los managers de nuestro país. Invierten su tiempo en poder pensar en ti. Cuando tu grupo deje de existir, todos seguirán sentaditos por aquí. Narcís Rebollo y el vivo al bollo. Joan Vic era el delfín. Marisa Moya te desarrolla. Josiño Carballo para dar el callo. Estos son los managers de nuestro país. Invierten su tiempo en poder pensar en ti. Cuando tu grupo deje de existir, todos seguirán sentaditos por aquí. Y estos son los managers de nuestro país. Invierten su tiempo en poder pensar en ti. Cuando tu grupo deje de existir, todos seguirán sentaditos por aquí. Hey.
We are reaching the final stages of this Spanish show with Julia de Arco, not just a rising name in the underground scene, but a very young artist born in 2006 with just two released songs.
You just listening to Swagger Boys, self-released last 2024, but last February her second single came into the world under the alternative label Caries Records.
We are listening to Swagger Boys, and then we will listen to This Is Impresionante.
Como humos, como el humo, flotando en cúmulos a la vez que subo. Como humos, como el humo, flotando en cúmulos a la vez que subo. Como humos, como el humo, flotando en cúmulos a la vez que subo. Como humos, como el humo, flotando en cúmulos a la vez que subo.
With Christian de Moret. He's not a newbie in the Andalusian music scene. He's a brilliant musician with solid flamenco roots and a multi-instrumentalist with a vast experience.
Christian has published two singles in advance of his next album, Apache Bereber, that will be released next autumn, mixing rock, flamenco, electronic music, soul, and even jazz.
Malagueña Soul shows us Christian's skillfulness, merging music styles from North Africa to America.
Quiero
And now, Rafa, we are really ending the Spanish Indie edition, trying to summarize in 55 minutes what is boiling in the bubbly alternative Spanish scene in this moment, from north to south.
And from east to west of the Iberian Peninsula.
This Spanish Indie show ends with the latest single by Ramper, a young band from Granada, already introduced to our listeners last year when they published their brilliant debut album Solo Postres.
Their music, usually labeled under the umbrella of post-rock, will remind you to bands such as the American Explosion in the Sky or the Japanese Mono.
Last month, label Humo Internacional released our indie closing song, called La Caja del Diablo.
Rafa Sánchez, Sonia Morales, Nuria González, the Spanish team of Indire, say...
¡Hasta la vista, baby!
Thank you.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.